How do you fancy helping RNIB break or set a world record? Now, it's all around their new book called Red and the Wolf, which is a reimagining, I suppose, of the classic fairy tale Little Red Riding Hood. But why have they done it? And why are we having a record attempt? Well, Alex McDowell, who is head of public fundraising for RNIB, is here to tell us more. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Pleasure, Alan. It's a really lovely project and something I'm really proud to be associated with. So, as you said in your introduction, it's a reimagining of a classic fairy tale. But what we really wanted to do is tell a story which highlighted, as is RNIB's mission, an opportunity to show what people are capable of. Really talk about a story where the protagonist not only represents diversity and difference and is a really inclusive message, but in this case, Red, who can't see so well, but she has so many other gifts, it really focuses on how those other gifts allow her to be the hero in the story. So in its own way, it's telling an important message, but it has a double benefit because it's actually a really good aid for parents, particularly in lockdown, but even outside of lockdown, to make sure kids are engaging with books. The beauty of this book is it's a read-along, hence the name, and people can download the audio, and it's got clues about when to change page, etc., and it brings it all really to life. So they're reading guided on their own if parents are stretched for time. It's a really lovely message in the story, which introduces diversity and inclusion themes. And, you know, wrap that all together, it's also a way of raising money because the proceeds from the book will be used to fund RNIB's crucial work and services. So, you know, it's a win for people who use the book, and it's a win for our messages, and it's a win for RNIB's fundraising. So really nice little project, and we're really pleased to be part of it.
The illustrations are amazing in the book as well, and it is so well done. Can people still get a hold of the book?
Absolutely. You can get the book by readalong.org.uk, all one word, readalong.org.uk. But further detail is also on the RNIB website, or you can call the helpline for information as well. We can share those details later, but go to the RNIB website and you'll find information both about the book and the record attempt, which we might be speaking about it in a moment.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, let's do just that, because, you know, you're not just looking to get the book out there. And this is about raising funds as well in a really enjoyable way, but you're also looking to get everyone who gets the book involved in a record attempt. So how is that going to work?
Yeah, it's a lovely idea to just bring the book to life. So we're thinking, well, how can we tell people about the book? How can we get people really engaged in the subject of inclusion and reading together as families, etc.? So the record attempt is really simple. First of all, you do need a copy of a book, and then you just need, at any time at your own convenience, take a photo of yourself with the book, and ideally, you know, the children who are reading it, so it's aimed at children aged 3 to 7. But you must post a photo on Facebook between 6 and 7 p.m. on the 10th of December, because that's what Guinness are certifying. It's the most postings of a photo being read within an hour. It will be hopefully a lovely bit of fun, a lovely thing to be able to say you've been part of the Guinness World Record. I can't say that, that's for sure.
It will be amazing if we can get lots of people on the RNIB Facebook page to do that. But the book itself, though, we're coming up to Christmas, so it is a great gift for kids as well.
Yeah, obviously, we've done some research to what people would be interested in and what we felt would sell, you know, quite frankly. And a lot of the people who said they were really interested were saying, I'd love to buy this for my daughter, my grandson, you know, so people are gifting this as well as buying it for use themselves, because it is, as you very kindly said, you know, beautifully illustrated. It's 16-point, it's very accessible, but obviously because of the audio element as well, it's a really inclusive book that people can share and treasure and share amongst their family as well. So I think there's something in it for everyone, whether you're a parent wanting to help your kids read, whether you're a grandparent wanting to gift it. Just a really nice little project.
Okay, now just a reminder, if you'd like to have a look at the book and buy the book, then do go to readalong.org.uk. That's readalong.org.uk. You'll find more information about Red and the Wolf and the record attempt on RNIB's website. That's rnib.org.uk. Or you can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Alex, best of luck with the book and the world record attempt, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan. Pleasure.